So, okay, here we are. Home sweet home for me. Why don't you come on in? I'm not usually that kind of girl, but from the moment I first saw you at the bar, I just had this feeling you'd be coming back to my place. And I know some people might think that maybe that makes me a slut or something, but I need you inside me. In a way that you can't even understand at the moment. I think things will become clearer once I slip out of these clothes and into something a little more comfortable. Oh, you want to watch? Of course you do. I've seen how you've been staring at me all night, almost as if you're hypnotized by my body. Isn't that a fun little thought? But, lest we get ahead of ourselves, I think you should undress first. Why don't you show me what I've brought home? Get me excited for all the fun we're gonna have together. Don't be shy. Let me see you. You can just take it all off. You don't have to worry. Good. There we go. You look positively yummy. And I'll be true to my word. I'm just going to start by unbuttoning my blouse slowly and one button at a time as you stand there naked in anticipation. Each button unbuttoning, revealing more and more pale, perfect skin. And soon my perky little nipples are out to play. And you just sit there, watching me, letting your eyes be drawn to every inch of perfect flesh. As I allow the fabric to fall to the floor, smiling at you as I kick off my heels. And ever so slowly begin to pull my skirt down. You can see the tops of my hips. You can see the delicate pubic arch. And then your vision gets kind of blurry as I keep pulling it down and down and down and down some more, far past where my legs should have ended. But the only thing coming out is thick, black, serpent flesh. I cast the skirt aside after dragging it off the tip of my tail. I smile there as I look down at you from atop the ropey coils of my serpentine lower half. This would normally be the time when any silly little mammal like you with a self-preservation instinct would run screaming. I mean, it wouldn't help much. The door is locked. You're trapped in here with something you didn't even know existed 5 minutes ago. But that's beside the point. Because as horrific as I appear, there's a strange beauty to it. Something you are drawn to. Something that you can't quite place. Is it the contrast where my milky skin turns into black scales? Is it the scent of that flesh, exotically perfumed, musky, working on some primitive hormonal pathways in that monkey brain of yours? Regardless, you are helpless in the presence of a true predator and become weaker by the second as I continue speaking. You see, sweetie, From the moment I said hi to you at the bar, your fate was sealed. This is just the final act. But don't worry. I'm sure you'll get some pleasure out of it. In fact, doesn't it just feel so good and arousing as my tail teases your thighs, wrapping upwards and around you, languidly, slowly, gently enwrapping you from your feet to your calves, to your thighs, sliding along your flesh. As it rises higher and higher up your body, I'm sure you're becoming more and more aroused. It feels alien, chilling, but undeniably sexual on a primitive level. There's fear, to be certain. But it's nothing compared to the need that my very presence instills in you. You don't even understand what it's a need for. But I do. And I'm going to enjoy showing you. As my coils begin to curve around your hips, up across your chest, pinning your arms, removing any last options from escape, as finally the tip of my tail pushes gently against your throat, and you're entirely immobilized in my power. Isn't it just comforting to know that you can't move or struggle or escape? And pretty soon, my coils are going to begin to tighten, and they're going to squeeze out of you every bit of will, every bit of hope, until you are ready to be devoured. So I want you to realize that every breath you take is a countdown to your last. And that's right. And with each and every deep breath in, when you exhale, my control, my coils get tighter and tighter around you. But instead of feeling fear, you feel calm and relaxation as your will is drained away by my voice and my eyes as I constrict around your tiny, helpless body. So just breathe in and out, and feel that tightening. It won't be long now. In fact, I'd say you only have about 5 more nice, deep breaths. So breathe in for me, and feel that warm tingling of my musk playing with your brain. And then exhale, and feel my coils tighten around you. That's it. Good. Inhale again. That's it. And exhale, and feel me squeeze that fragile frame. Now take a nice deep breath as you realize that you are halfway to the doom that's awaiting you. And it's okay if that idea excites you. As you exhale and give in and stop struggling against my muscular coils. And then inhale, so relaxed, so at peace. You're realizing now that this is your destiny, to be mine. As you exhale, and now it's so tight around you, I'm so tight around you. You realize there's no escape as you inhale and just let peace, relaxation, and acceptance flow through your body. And then exhale again as you are deeply entranced and powerless to resist me. There we go, sweetie. Now the fun part begins. You are so limp and helpless and weak and peaceful in my coils. You've never felt this good before. And I am so, so eager to have you inside of me. And that's right, sweetie. You're going to be my dinner. And in your entranced state, there's nothing you can do about it. It's okay. It won't hurt too much. I mean, you'll probably suffocate to death while waiting for my digestive fluids to kick in. So it's not like you have to experience the entire long process of being digested. And I know, in some way, you're happy this is happening, because you want to please me, and this is how you can. This is the only use I have for men like you. It's kind of funny. I mean, from the moment I saw you, I kind of realized that you were nothing but a piece of shit. And I'm just going to help make that a little bit more literal. So, as my coils lift you up from the ground, feet dangling, I lean in as though to kiss you. But my lips part, revealing my mouth and forked tongue and glistening fangs. I lay back on the bed and use my tail to lift you over me. My mouth parts more and more, wider than any human could manage, as my tongue tickles your feet, and soon my lips are wrapped around both of them as I lower you inch by inch into my maw, my tongue swirling around your calves, and then up through your thighs. As my lips are going over your knees, I let my tongue tease your crotch. It's okay, sweetie. You could never sexually satisfy me, so you'll satisfy me in another way. You're going to be a lovely dinner. My lips work their way up, and soon your hips are disappearing into me as your legs have already worked their way down through my throat. And is it just your imagination, or can you feel a little bit of stomach acid beginning to eat into your feet? Part of you knows you should be scared and you should be horrified, but I can taste how aroused you are by this entire process as I work my way up, circling my lips around your chest as the majority of your body has disappeared into me. All that's left are your arms and your head, with that dumb, entranced expression on it. And even now, your arms are being pulled up, and you're being fed into me. your head disappearing down as the flesh of my body wraps in around you, smothering you. It's impossibly tight. And you can't do anything as the last few inches of your arms disappear. And finally, with a great big gulp, your hands. I swallow the muscles of my throat, moving you down and down forcefully, squeezing you, compressing you into a ball in my stomach. A little entranced snack, sitting there, running out of air as the digestive juices start to flow. I lay back on my bed, full, horny, so pleased that you were so obedient and such a good meal. And I settle in for a nice, relaxing nap as I digest everything that once was you. Don't struggle too much. It will all be over soon. And you wouldn't want to give me indigestion, now would you? Just feel my flesh pressing in, hot, wet, and smothering you as my acid begins to eat into your body. And take comfort in knowing that you won't survive more than a few minutes. Bye, sweetie. Excuse me. I hope my next little snack is as yummy as you.